This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. So listen, you want to play hardball in American politics, especially the 2012 post-recession version of American politics? Here's what you got to do. You got to talk about the economy, jobs in particular. Defense contractors have been warning for months they're going to have to lay off tens of thousands of people if Congress takes us over that fiscal cliff we've all been hearing so much about. The automatic budget cuts at the Pentagon and everywhere else coming at year's end unless Congress changes its mind. Crunch time, though, is right now because in a couple of states, contractors are saying they have to issue layoff alerts. Call them pink slip warning slips. From Washington Marketplace's Scott Tong gets us going today.
Okay, quick check of the calendar. If Congress leads us over the cliff, we all fall down January 2, and Pentagon spending gets whacked. A few big defense contractors, like Lockheed Martin, say by law, they may have to warn employees of possible layoffs 2 months in advance, or in New York and California, 3 months before. That'd be around now. In a letter to Congress, Lockheed's CEO Robert Stevens writes, "We have an obligation to tell them that their jobs are potentially at risk. But will they warn?"
I wouldn't be surprised.
Todd Harrison is with the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessments. The contractors may do it, but the timing puzzles him. You see, budget cuts take months, even years, to take effect.
On January 3rd, virtually all contractors will be working on projects that were already funded. That money's not being cut. It's only new money.
So what's the point of playing the layoff card? Fordham Law Professor James Brudney.
It looks a little bit like a scare tactic. I mean, it could be construed as political brinksmanship.
I.e., contractors are pressuring Congress to cut a budget deal, step away from the cliff, and preserve defense spending. For the companies, though, it could backfire internally.
To the extent that you're creating significant fear among your workforce when only a very small percentage, if any, will lose their jobs, that's a blow to morale.
Which may spur workers to dust off their resumes and bolt anyway. And the best talent tends to get hired away first. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.